Praise the Lord. Greetings in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We greet you this beautiful Sunday morning from wherever you're joining us, from at home, in the villages, wherever you're in Fiji, whether you're in the car, we greet you from the studio here in Turek in the mighty name of Jesus. Before we start our program this morning, I'll just ask us to invite the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit. So if you'll just raise all our right hand, wherever you're watching from this morning, and all you repeat after me, all you're saying is, Holy Spirit, we welcome you in Jesus' name. So wherever you're watching from, please repeat after me. 2, 3. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in Jesus' name. Let's bow heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the breath of life. Thank you for your new love. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for this opportunity to be live here in the studio in Turek, Father, to reach out to the people wherever they log in. Lord, I pray for your anointing of your Holy Spirit upon our lives, Father, through the transmission, through the TV, through the mobile phones, whatever apps, wherever they're watching from this beautiful morning, Father, we pray that they will feel your anointing, because your word in Matthew 18:20 says, Father, where 2 or 3 gather in your name, Father, you are in our midst. And we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this moment. Thank you to be a source of blessing to everyone that's tuning in this beautiful morning. We thank you and we glory. We ask for your Holy Spirit to lead us, give us the wisdom and knowledge, understanding, and the anointing, and the power of your anointing of the Holy Spirit upon our lives and the program this morning. We pray this prayer through no other name, but through the mighty name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and everyone says, Amen and Amen. Praise the Lord. We greet you again in the mighty name of Jesus, wherever you're watching or just tuning in from this beautiful Sunday morning. From the President, we greet you, sir, and the First Lady, we greet you. In the mighty name of Jesus, to the Prime Minister, to all the ministers and everyone that's watching in from home, to all the private sectors, to all the business or all the families that are watching in today. If you sat in your lounge, in your living room, if you sat at home, in your bedroom, we greet you all in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ this beautiful morning. Isaiah 55 verse 6, it says, seek the Lord while you can. Hallelujah. Seek his face and he will be near to you. We thank you and we greet you all this beautiful morning. Before we continue the program today, we'll hand over this first part of the program to Senior Pastor Josiah Tiko, who will lead us with our HQ announcement this beautiful morning. Over to Senior Pastor Josiah Tiko.
Praise the Lord, and thank you, Senior Pastor Sandy. Greetings once again in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ to all our viewers that are tuning in live this morning. And also greetings to all the 100 zones across Fiji, New Methodist Christian Fellowship, and also from abroad, senior pastors, the pastors and your spouses, children, Sunday school, elders and women. We take this time to greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just a few announcements for us this wonderful morning before we will go into a Holy Communion and we will hear the Word of God from the mighty man of God, Senior Pastor, the General Superintendent of the New Methodist Christian Fellowship and the Head of Souls to Jesus Ministry, Senior Pastor Atunaisa Wosayado Bulono. Just a few announcements for us this wonderful morning, and I believe we are all well. Praise the Lord for the recovery rate, faster recovery rate for COVID-19. We take this moment to thank all the prayers that has been offered. Thank you so much. Whatever denomination that you go to, I believe everybody in Fiji and abroad is praying for God to heal our nation with this COVID-19. And with this faster recovery rate, we take this moment to thank you for all your prayers. But don't forget, we will continue to pray. It will not end here, despite the recovery rate is going at every 11 a.m. to 12 midday, Mondays to Fridays on Miracle Do Happen on MyTV. There'll be 1 hour of prayer daily. So on behalf of our leaders, the General Superintendent and the Global Director and the family, we take this moment to acknowledge all the works that has been done in the past week. Remember COVID-19 preventions, as we've been circulating all the messages you've been hearing from the social media and also the media outlets, the news outlets. Remember to frequently wash your hands with soap and water or alcohol-based sanitizer. Sanitize your home and maintain social distancing of not less than 2 meters apart. Avoid non-essential travels at this time and do call 158 or attend to your nearest fever clinics in case you have fever or flu-like illness. Remember to drink a lot of water and don't forget to do your exercise and avoid sharing false information and stay tuned to reliable radio or television stations for factual information. Travel restriction is still in place. Let us be good and law-abiding citizens. The curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning. And as a church, we must abide with the law of the land. Church service, all services and prayers will be conducted within your family or within your worship center of not more than 20 people per service. Western, Northern and Eastern. Believe today is your Mission Sunday for Western Division. And also for the Northern Division and Eastern Division, today is your Zone Combined, which you are doing in your families or in worship centers of less than 20. Senior pastors and Randini Taltalangase, please remember to collate all the information and update soon after service. And tomorrow morning is your logistics and administrations for all the giving that has been done today. Next week, it will be Central Division Mission Sunday. And likewise for Central Mission Sunday, we will require that we will do the update also after the service and dispatch to EM Pro Events the following Monday. Global fasting, be advised of our global May 2020 fasting, 48 hours mission fasting. 48 hours liquid mission fasting, water and hot beverages and soups only. Please remember, no cold juice, ice cream, or cold drinks. And our prayer items, as have been circulated in the church advice, we pray for Israel as a godly nation. We pray for the ministry and our leaders. We pray for Fiji, our beloved nation, Fiji government and the leaders, Fiji's economy, restoration, the Fiji's national airline, COVID-19 affected families, and Tropical Cyclone Harold affected families and the rehabilitation works. Lastly for us today, our national weekly programs and Word of the Hour will be on air at the routine time. So every Monday, 6 p.m. is our leaders training. Tomorrow on Thursday is the midweek energizer from 12 midday. On Sundays, like what we're having this morning, AM and the PM service, which will be broadcasted in all our media outlets, Souls to Jesus, New Methodist, and also MyTV. And daily on MyTV, 5 times a day. And remember what Ngaselebu has started 2 weeks ago on the Kamba Sinikua, say, or our campus today, every morning at 5 a.m. for 15 minutes. And last but not the least, please stay safe, practice good hygiene, and God bless you all from the headquarters. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening with us today. We will go into our Holy Communion this wonderful morning. And we know that we've experienced what we go through in the previous weeks of the COVID-19. We can feel the miracle power in the body and the blood of Jesus. Gasilevu has been sharing about the power in the blood. We've been praying about it, like to seal cover our nation with the precious blood of Jesus. And we know that it has worked. Our recovery rate is really fast. Not only that, if God is doing that to COVID-19, imagine your individual families. For those of us listening right now, broken families, this God is a God of restoration. For those of us who are sick and lying down in hospital beds or in the comfort of your homes, whatever sickness, He has done it on the cross. He said the last words that He uttered on the cross in Calvary, it is finished. What is finished? All our transgressions, everything that we are doing in this world, all our sinful ways, it is finished in Mount Calvary. So this morning, again, like every week, we will do our Holy Communion. And we believe that your family or your worship center or just as a couple this wonderful morning, maybe your children are overseas and you're thinking of them this wonderful morning. The blood of Jesus is the strongest only network that networks us together as a family or as a body of Jesus Christ. So this morning, we will ask Senior Pastor Joseph, before we pray over the bread and the wine, to read to us the scripture, tell us that this thing, Jesus did it. This event really happened in Jerusalem. Jesus did it to the disciples, and He told them, you do this in remembrance of me. So again, this morning, it's the first Sunday of May, 2020. We are here again from your studio in MyTV doing the Holy Communion, and we will listen to Senior Pastor Joseph, who will read to us the scripture on the Passover.
Praise the Lord. Our reading today is taken from Luke 22, verses 19 and 20. And the Word of God says, and He took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is My body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. Amen.
Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." And this is the word of the Lord.
Amen. So wherever you're tuning in from, you have the bread in front of you. Let us partake the bread. Jesus told the disciples, as he gave them the bread, "This is my body that is shed amongst you." So amongst the family this wonderful morning, share the bread as we share the body of Jesus Christ this wonderful morning. We will ask Senior Pastor Joseph to pray for the bread.
Almighty Father, we thank you this wonderful morning, Jesus. Father God. 2,000 years ago, Father God, you gave your life for us. The body, Father God, the body that was scourged, the body that was badly tortured, Father God, for our goodness, for our release, for our favor. As we stand today, we thank you, Father God, for the pain that has been taken, the inflicted pain and the suffering, Father God, through the thorns in the crown of your head, Father God. Hallelujah. The nails in the hands and the nails on the feet and the spear to the side. Not only that, Father God, but the words that continue to be uttered as you took the cross this wonderful morning. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity that we can remember that you give us the opportunity this wonderful morning to be a remembrance, Lord, in everything that we have done. 2,000 years ago, you have thought of, and now we are receiving. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Let us partake the bread this morning, the body of Jesus Christ that is shed amongst us. The scripture said, after they partake the bread, Jesus took the jug of wine and shared amongst them. And he told them, This signifies the blood, my blood, which is a sign of the new covenant. So this wonderful morning, you have the wine in front of you. We have the wine here with me and Senior Pastor Joseph. We will share this wonderful morning. Please take the wine, and we will ask Senior Pastor Joseph to pray for the blood of Jesus. The blood that will still cover everything, that will heal us of COVID, that will heal, fasten up the rehabilitation process, that will heal the soul, that will heal the sickness. This morning, let us pray for the wine.
Almighty Father, we thank you this wonderful morning.
Thank you,
your blood that was shed on the cross of God. For us, people of nations, different races, color, and creed, this wonderful morning. We thank you, Father God, for the new covenant. The covenant, Father God, that seals our fate with you, Lord Jesus, this wonderful morning. We thank you, Father God, that you already knew, hallelujah, the people, you already knew the places, you already knew, Father God, our weaknesses, Father God. And it is by your blood, Father God, that you shed for us 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Taking into consideration, Father God, where we stand today, our faults, our sins, and our transgressions, Father God, this wonderful morning. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for a new covenant that you make with us this morning. A new covenant, Father God, that we are renewed in our spirit. We are renewed in our mind. We are renewed in our heart, Lord Jesus. That we will bring and take everything to you, Father God. As you have taken our sins with you to the cross this wonderful morning. Father, we pray this prayer. In Jesus' wonderful, mighty, awesome name we pray.
Amen. Let us partake the blood of Jesus, the wine, this morning. Father God, we come before you this wonderful morning. We thank you for your power. We thank you, Father, for your supremacy. We thank you, Father God, that you have the dominion over everything. Thank you for giving your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Father God, for this morning. Thank you for the new covenant. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you, Father God, for everything. We give you back the glory, the honor and the praises, majesty and the dominion to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, and all saints say amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us with the Holy Communion this morning. I will introduce my brother that is standing before me this wonderful morning, Senior Pastor Joseph Antonio. Senior Pastor Antonio hails from the village of Pepche on the island of Rotuma, and is married to Randini Taltalangase Asinate Antonio. And Senior Pastor Joseph Antonio is an engineer by profession, and he's also a senior pastor in the New Methodist Christian Fellowship looking after Watuwanga Zone. Let us welcome him this morning. Senior Pastor Joseph will share the testimony this wonderful morning.
The word of God says in Psalms 34:10, young lions go lacking and hungry, but those who seek the Lord shall never lack any good thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This wonderful morning I stand to testify of the goodness of the Lord in my life and the life of my family. And I take this time and the opportunity to thank our leaders. Hallelujah. Our leaders this wonderful morning, because it was our leaders, the spiritual parents, that played a real move and a real shift in our lives. Not only as an individual, for me as an individual, but for us as a couple. We thank Ngasilebo and our global director and the First Family for taking on the challenge and bringing the Word of God into our lives. This morning we also, I take this time to thank my parents for their nurturing in my growing up, as I grew up, and the many things that they taught me with the discipline and also never giving up, continuing to move forward. And also lastly to my dear wife and the children, for a profession that I chose to seriously consider. Today, 1 year, it's been a year since I've left the circle world in terms of work to pursue my knowing this great God that I'm testifying this wonderful morning. And it's been 1 year of I would say 1 year of mountains, valleys, 1 year of the Lord's provision, protection and providence in my life. Many times I know I've failed, and many times I sit down, and many times I question whether I'm taking a right call, whether I'm making a right decision, whether I have made the right choice. But I thank the Lord this wonderful morning, because never once has He failed. Today, as I stand this month, 1 year ago, I made a decision. We discussed as a family, and we made a decision to try this God we serve every Sunday. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord that he continued to give the wisdom, the knowledge. My brother, my sister, when you are watching, if you are watching this later, you have to make the choice. I want to challenge you. You have to make the choice. You cannot be sitting on the sideline and waiting for things to happen. You must stand and you must say, today I will make a choice. Today I will seriously seek God, and today I will seriously love and serve Him. And that's what we did as a family 1 year ago. And today, as we stand, today as we reflect back, I thank the Lord that the situations that we go through, the problems, the issues, this God has never failed. He has never failed my family. He has never failed me as an individual. I grew up in the circular world. I started from way down, and I finished off at a very high level. And I thank the Lord for all the wisdom and the knowledge that was attained during this time. But 1 year ago, we made a decision when we said we were going to try the Word of God, because we heard that there was this life in the Word of God. My brother and my sister, as I stand today, I stand to testify, yes, there is life in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because this God has continued to provide from that very day, the day that we gave up the circular world. Nothing, no salary, no nothing. And later on, 3 months later, being given an opportunity to come back to the circular world, I took it to the Lord and asked the Lord, Lord, is this your plan for me? Is this your plan for my family? Although we were going through trials, although we were going through hardships, although we were going through mountains, but I thank the Lord that he pointed that very same day, hallelujah, that I needed, it was not the circular world. And I thank the Lord, because today, as we go through this COVID-19, if I had made the choice 7 months ago to take that work, today I would be unemployed. Today I would be running around looking for answers. My brother, my sister, the answer is in this name, Jesus. The answer is wherever you're sitting from. The answer, whatever you're looking, you look to your brother, you look to your sister, you look to your parents, you look to your family. No, they don't have the answer. The answer is in Jesus.
Jesus that provides. He has been providing yesterday for our family. He has been providing today, and I believe he will provide for tomorrow and now every day. I just want to testify what just happened in the last 24 hours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the midst of COVID-19, hallelujah, in the last 24 hours, I just want to testify of the Lord's goodness, his greatness, and what he provides. Jehovah Jireh, we continue to say it, and we believe it as a family. In the last 24 hours, we were sitting at home. We normally have our program, and I thank COVID-19. I thank the Lord for COVID-19. Hallelujah. That brought the family together to come and realign and readjust our walk with him, knowing him, serving him, and loving him, going from another level from where we were. And I thank the Lord, because from that day, since the lockdown, COVID-19 has blessed our family, has blessed our family all through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. People have continued to come. People have continued to give. People have, in the last 24 hours, hallelujah, we were sitting down yesterday at home, just praying and thanking God. Hallelujah. We had a member of the worship center, hallelujah, in the Fort Wang zone. As you are watching today, they bought things that our physical being require. You know it. In the midst of all that, what can we say? What can we do? How can we explain it? In the midst of their need, they planted. Only the Lord can do that. The Lord can move and change the situations. That's exactly what he did yesterday. Hallelujah. Not only that, not only in the physical, but the financial. Yesterday, hallelujah, just yesterday, 24 hours, hallelujah, the Lord provided $300, hallelujah. Where is it going to come from? From zero to 300. How can that happen? How can that happen? I can't explain it to you, my brother and sister, but I can tell you one thing, hallelujah. When you trust in the Lord, when you seek him, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth, oh, hallelujah. My brother, my sister, you're watching today. You might watch it later on. I just want to testify, this God, he is Jehovah Jireh. When you seek him seriously, when you believe in him, when you trust in him, hallelujah, he will open the doors. He will change the situation. Even your mind cannot fathom. He will take you from level to level. He will take your promotion. He will give you back your job. I know some of us are sitting this morning. Hallelujah. You don't know what your future is like. You don't know what your family is going to eat. My brother, my sister, bring it to the Lord. I want to challenge you, bring it to the Lord. This name that is above all names, this name that will fill your cupboards, this name that will bring healing into your family, this name that will bring restoration. And that is exactly what he has done in my family. And today, I say his goodness, I say what he has done in my life and my family. And I want to challenge those who are watching today. If ever you are in doubt, this is the time. You need to make a serious call. You need to make a choice. You need to run to Jesus. You need to believe him. You need to trust him. Hallelujah. Because he has so much in store for you this wonderful morning. And this wonderful morning, I give him back the glory, the honor, and the praises to be his and his alone this morning.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Take this time to welcome you once again in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. And what a powerful testimony from Taltalangase Antonio. And that's exactly what I want to preach on today. Hallelujah. And that is the power in the Word of God. And the first miracle that was recorded in the Bible in John chapter 2, from verse 1 to 11, it talks about the power in the Word of God. And that's where I will preach from. I prepare a few sermons today. As we know, the battle is not yours. That's what we heard last week, or the week before last week, and also last week. But this morning, as I was about to come up to do live from this studio, then the Lord spoke to me to encourage people that you are watching today. The power, I'll say that again, the power in the words of God. When God speaks, his breath come out from his mouth. The logos, we call it the logos, the power, the nuclear of God is in the word. And I believe that I'm speaking to someone, maybe that you are downhearted, you've been released from your work, or maybe you were sent on leave without pay. Hallelujah. But today I want to encourage you that when Jesus said to the devil in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 and Luke chapter 4 verse 4, the Bible says, Jesus said, it is written that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceedeth from God's mouth. Jesus quote from Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. And that is where the center of our message today. Hallelujah. And I believe that this message will encourage somebody that you are watching from home during this program, the God of our nation. What a program, the God of our nation. And I believe the whole nations of the world will realize that our nation was attacked by COVID-19, but nobody died. If you believe with me, if we believe in God, if we stand fast and believe in God, hallelujah. From 18 infected and test positive, now it's only up to 6 left. And we can believe and we can pray together, whatever denomination, that we believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want to take this time to thank all the churches, all the Taltalangase, all the church leaders. Thank you for the program that you put aside in your churches so we can pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and consistent in asking God for the protection and the healing from COVID-19. Hallelujah. And what a record to be written in the history of the world, WHO, that Fiji was tested positive, but nobody died. Hallelujah. What a testimony that will be in years to come, just like the missiles back about 100 years ago. And I believe the power in the Word of God will come to your living room for those of you that have been released from work or leave without pay or leave indefinite or 10% pay cut or 20% pay cut or whatever percentage of pay cut. Hallelujah. But some of us, we are feeling the pinch right now. Some of us, we are feeling it now. But the story in John chapter 2, hallelujah, from verse 1 to 11, it talks about when the wine finished. Hallelujah. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, went to Jesus and said, they finished the wine. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said, what got to do with you and me? This is not my time as yet. Hallelujah. But only a few seconds or only a few minutes or maybe hours, who knows? Then his time came. And the Bible clearly says that Jesus and the disciple were invited, hallelujah, to this wedding ceremony at Cana in Galilee. Hallelujah. I'll ask Taltalangase Joseph to read to us just to get the story before you receive the message. Just to hear the story before you receive the revelation. And I believe God positioned me today in this studio here to bless you, to bless the nation, to bless you, brothers and sisters. Maybe you in hospital, maybe you in a workplace, maybe you are in the car and you are listening and watching through Facebook, my TV page, or you are sitting at home and watching on television, maybe in a hotel room, maybe in your workplace. I want to assure you, hallelujah, that God ordained this time, this is the Rhema word to you. And this is the power of God to heal you and to restore you. So I welcome every family that you are sitting in front of your television and watching this program. Receive it that will come through the screen and into your heart. Receive it now. Because when the word of God leaves the mouth of God, it comes to you. It's meant for you. It is not meant for the cattle or for minor bird or the fish in the sea. They already created. But for you, the very center of the creation. When everything was created and God see that it was good, then you and me, hallelujah, that we are created to be in the character of God, in the image of God, and to look after God's kingdom in the physical world. Hallelujah. So I welcome every family, every cell group, every worship center that you are sitting together. Hallelujah. As long as you're not more than 20. Hallelujah. And you are watching, I welcome you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I also welcome my family. Hallelujah. The Lord 3 or the headquarters worship center, all the children that you are there. Hallelujah. I think the first time that all my children are sitting together, Rosie and Ophia and Kula and Elijah and all the grandchildren, and especially my dear wife, I take this time to welcome you. Hallelujah. Lot 3 at Sekola Road in Lothian Beach Estate. I left this morning. I look at the setup, all facing the television like a small church. It reminds me of our Malawi day, when only 4 children and the parents, 6 of us, that we start what we call today a great move of God. When I left our home today, I thank you very much for the setup because I went early to go and prepare for the message today. So when I leave the room to go to the Wailing Seawall at about 5 o'clock this morning, and when I came again, I see the setup. It reminds me, hallelujah, that God start when we are finished. God start when we are small. God start when we are nothing. God start when we are nobody. Hallelujah. So this is a message to encourage everyone that you are stuck, that you are nothing, that you are stopped, that you are closed or locked out and the key is thrown away. Today, listen to the message of the hour to encourage you wherever you are. Hallelujah. So we'll ask Taltalangasi Joseph, let us hear the word of God.
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior, you have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus about the story. Hallelujah. And I believe that is the power that comes from the word of God. Remember the same voice of Jesus that was spoken in John chapter 2. It was the same voice that was in the beginning, chapter 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God." From the beginning, the word was with God, and the word became flesh and lived among men. So the word is Jesus himself. So when Jesus came into Cana in Galilee, hallelujah, a town which is just next to Nazareth, and everybody that you go down there, we see it's about only 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, depending on traffic. Hallelujah. And that is the town that Jesus came. And the Bible says that when they were out of the wine, then Mary, the mother, came to Jesus. Hallelujah. Why the mother came to Jesus when there is no wine? I believe it's not written in the Bible, but I believe that the mother knew all along before the ministry of Jesus started. There were a lot of miracles happen at home. Imagine when Gabriel, the archangel, one of the archangels came and said, "Mary, do not be afraid because you've been favored by God. And you will bear a child, name him Jesus, because he will be great." Hallelujah. So Mary knew that it is the power and it's the move of God that is in Jesus. Hallelujah. So when she came to Jesus and Jesus said, "Okay, my time is not yet here." Hallelujah. With the finishing of the wine, what got to do with me? I got no business. I'm just a guest here. So the Bible says, after a while, then Jesus went to the servant and told the servant, "Whatever he said, you must do it." Hallelujah. Mary said, whatever he said, you must do it. And you know the story, my friend. Then Jesus came to the servant and said, "Fill up the jar with water, right up to the brim. And after that, and then you take the water and give it to the master of ceremony." And that is the story. according to the story, when the master of ceremony tastes the wine, which was water, then he said, how come that you have this? The best wine ever. So my friend, I have to share with us few truth, Vida Nandina, few truth that I will share today on behalf of the message here. So the power in the word of God. Hallelujah. Number one, if you want the power in the word of God, hallelujah. If we want the power to be transferred from God, from the Bible, from where you listening, where you reading, and the power of God to be transferred to you, then I tell you, my friend, that power can be transferred to you when you are run out of it, when you got nothing, when you are at a full stop. When you come to nothing, or when you are nothing, that is when the power can be transferred to you. I believe that God is ready. Hallelujah. God is ready for everything that you are facing right now. So I want to encourage us, those of us that we don't have any work. No more work available now. And we've been told, as we discuss with our families some news, that our people are offering themselves to come and clean up the garden, wash the pot, and clean up the house in exchange of food or groceries. Why? Because they have none. And that is the condition. Number one truth. That is the condition that can draw the power of God. If you run to the right place. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, when they were out of wine, and that is when Jesus is ready to start. When you are out of your work, when you are out of your job, when you are out of money, when there is no wealth stored left, or maybe your parents left nothing for you when they pass on to the next life. That's when God, it's very conducive to draw the power of God if you run to the person, to the right place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can God perform miracle when you have wine? How can God perform miracle in the desert? Manna every morning for about 3 million people for 40 years. How can God provide that? Because they got no food. Hallelujah. How can God make a highway in the middle of the Red Sea? How can God do that? Because they got nowhere to go. When there is no way, He is the way. When there is no door, He is the door. I want to encourage you, my friend. Hallelujah. Don't look down. Don't sit back. Don't turn around. Don't feel sorry for yourself. This is not a time to feel sorry for yourself. This is a time to rise, because God is waiting for somebody. He allow. Remember, all the government is upon His shoulder. Enona nalewa, all the government. According to Isaiah in English, all the government, nalewakele, government, every government is upon His shoulder. Enona nalewa. So when COVID-19 comes, enona tiko nalewa. When cyclone comes, enona tiko nalewa. Every government is upon His shoulder. That means it is for our own good that God allows things to happen. Hallelujah. Everything happens, according to Romans 8:28, everything happens to the goodness of those that love Him. When coronavirus come, it's the goodness of those that love Him. Hallelujah. It's a promotion to those that love Him. Hallelujah. So we've been trying to preach and preach and preach to the nation. Now, every preachers are setting up their own Facebook and preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching. Why? There's a goodness of the COVID-19. And people sit as a family. Even for myself, I'm happy and I enjoy every day with my grandchildren and with my children and with my wife at home. Hallelujah. No more going and preaching here and preaching there. Go 2-3 days, 1 week, 2 weeks. Hallelujah. What a time that we enjoy together. So the Bible says everything happened to the goodness of those that love the Lord. The running out of wine in Cana in Galilee for God to reveal His glory. Hallelujah. And that is what God is waiting for. Anybody that you are watching today, that you are run out of something. And that is the beginning of Him running into what you are running out of. Hallelujah. And I believe it's an encouraging message to this time. Hallelujah. So when you are stuck, nothing at home. Now I watch my grandchildren bake the cake and cook curry and cook soup. Hallelujah. But when I start with my family, very young days of our marriage life, I start with the soup and end up with the curry, start with the curry, end up with the stew. Hallelujah. But today I sit and I watch my grandchildren. They cook, they bake. Hallelujah. I taught them how to make lobo. And I'm very blessed. So God allow things to happen. The running of that wine, the running out of wine, the finishing of the wine, when there's no wine. Hallelujah. And the vineyard himself is standing there. And he doesn't need any factory. He doesn't need any time to mature. He is the vineyard. Hallelujah. It's not only the vineyard. He's the tree, the real tree. He said, I am the true vine. And every branches attached to me, they will bear fruit and bear it. Some will be 30-fold, some will be 60-fold, and some will be 100-fold. So when we talk about running out of things, it's the beginning of God coming into your life. So allow things to run out. That's why the more you give, you give, you give, you give, you give, you give, you give. The more you give and the more you receive, receive, receive. Because that's how he operates. Hallelujah. So when Jesus came and asked the servant, you fill up the jars. So normally six jars. A jar is a little bit the size of a 44-gallon drum. According to traditions, they use it to wash their feet for long walk. And normally their feet and their hand with dust and face. So they fill up waters. So Jesus said, fill up all those jar with water. So they fill it up right to the brim. And he said, okay, take the water and take it to the master of ceremony. Only the servant knew that they are taking water. When it changes from water to wine, nobody knows. In the jar, in the cup, or just before the master of ceremony tastes the wine. I tell you, my friend, that God will never lay to you. You are crying from home. There's something that is wrong at home. You are thinking of something, and it's very hard this time to complete the project that you already start or planning to start. And you think that it will never start. I want to challenge you today. Hallelujah. Jesus start when everything stop. Amen. Psalm 46 and 10. Be still. Tumandabandua. 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 Thengumanda. Meron tikabuna kalu. Hallelujah. Dambemandabandua. Dambemanda. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nation. Hallelujah. People will start to know that there is a God because you're going through the things that you have to go through. Until such a time that they came and stopped at the Red Sea, then God performed miracle. Until they came to a place that there is no more water, then God works. Until the time that there is no more food, they were crying out to Moses. Hallelujah. Then God sent manna. Oh, hallelujah. Imagine the manna to feed 3 million people. The population of Fiji is not even 1 million. And if 1 million times 3, and that is the population that God feed for 40 years. And if God can look after 3 million people for 40 years, God can look after your family. God can look after your children. God can look after your future. And God can make things happen when you think that it cannot happen. Number two, the power comes, hallelujah, when we desire and there is a heart of expectation. Oh, rasatara makura bashiki. Ni tiko na yalo ni nanamaki. Se na tiko na yalo ni namaka. Yoko no staba. Kibaka ko na nanamaki, yoko no stabi. And I believe that the desire of the mother related to the people that are conducting the wedding ceremony. So the heart of expectation call the transfer of the power of God from the word manifested to the physical things. So when Jesus came to the servant and spoke to them, there was no argument. There was no question. So many times we can be sitting at home. We listen to sermons, denomination after denomination. And sometimes we question the things of God. Well, then the power in the word of God will not happen in your life. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that faith, because we receive the power of God through faith. Heart of expectation, that's faith. The Bible says, kosa trova na kalau me pagmabot ni sambula na kukuya ni sando sumira er sa magsangre ko. Faith pleases God, and for those that seek Him must believe. If you seek God, you must believe. If you are watching from home, you must believe. If you are sick from home, you must believe. That you have a problem at home, you must believe that He exists, because He's the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So when you continue to seek God, when you continue to walk with God, when you continue to move with God, I tell you, my friend, that this God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change His mind. Hallelujah. And I want to challenge our life today. Hallelujah. That the power of God transferred to us, it can be yours. I'm speaking to somebody that you are watching from home right now. And there is an uncertainty in your life, in your future. Or maybe your mortgage, maybe your car, or maybe your rent. I want to tell you today, hallelujah. Number one, when you are stuck, expect God to move in your midst. Expect God to move in your midst. Expect God to answer your prayer. So David said to Samuel, to his son Solomon, Solomon, my son, you must know, I charge you to know the God of your father. When you worship Him, a heart of desire, the heart of expectation, and the heart of pleasing Him. Why? Because God wants to come into your life. God wants to bless you and bless you mightily wherever you are. Why? Because you have a heart of expectation. When we come to church, we don't come to church because it's Sunday. Hallelujah. We don't want to come to church because we belong to a denomination. And then you sit there. And then you listen to the sermon. Oh, that's religious. That is a religiosity. That is a spirit of religion. We are only serving God because our forefathers, they are serving God. We serve God because we belong to a denomination. We serve God because it's a day. We serve God because it's a program. No. We come to God because we believe that God will listen. God will do. God will act upon. Heart of expectation. When Isaac was about to be sacrificed because of his father, Abraham, believed that God will do something. God will do something up there in Mount Moriah. Hallelujah. If I take my son and sacrifice, God will do something, even to the last minute. The knife was on his hand. Isaac was on the fire and the firewood. And the Bible says, Abraham, he called twice, Abraham, don't harm your son, for I know today you never withheld anything from me. Hallelujah. My friend that you are watching today, that you're listening to this program, God's power, manifestation of His miracle power. You can't just sit there and listen to the word of God and do nothing. No, you need to do something. Hallelujah. You must take the first step because God will do the rest. You must come before the Lord. Surrender your life before the Lord. Most of the time that we pray for people, I said, we are not God. We pray and something happened. No, you have to believe that God do something. You have to believe that God will heal you. And I believe if you're calling 907-2117, the number that is famous on miracles do happen, you need to believe. And as you listen again today, you need to believe that the word of God is powerful. In the beginning when He spoke, take the water to the master of ceremony. That voice that changed nothing to something, that built mountain and make rivers, the seven seas of this planet, all those things was done by God. Hallelujah. Because there is power in the word. I want to challenge our life today. Brothers and sisters, I want to challenge our life. God can do it because the power of His word. Number three, power comes when we are obedient to His word. I believe this is one of the key. When we obey His word, we cannot sit back and receive everything that has been taught and preached and we expect God to perform miracles. No, we must obey. The Bible says, for those that hear my word and do something, they are wise men. They build their house upon the rock. But those that listen to my word and do nothing. They are like foolish men building their house upon the sand. Now, as we come to the end of this program here today, hallelujah, three truths that I've shared with you. Number one, for the word of God to transfer to you and perform miracle. Go on, Kenimatai. Nangaw na kong daw siyang akina. Kenikarua. Nangaw na kong daw nana magikina. When you are nothing and a heart of expectation. And number three, when you obey His word. Hallelujah. And I believe God will do something. He is God. He can perform things. If He can change water into wine, He can do it to a family that you are watching today. Or Ta, you've been released from your workplace, or you are struggling with this life. Maybe people are watching Nambo, the boil, sickness, or maybe paralyzed, or maybe skin diseases, maybe heart disease. I want to challenge our life today. God will do it if you believe His word. So therefore, humble yourself before the Lord and He will lift you up. How can you humble yourself? Believe in the word of Jesus Christ. Believe that God will do something. Because I believe the word that is placed in my mouth to share with you today, because I did not prepare this message. I prepared two other preaching. Why God allow the power of the word to be released today? Because we need to know the Bible. We need to get into the Bible. Know the Bible. Get into the Bible. Hallelujah. I will pray with you. Number one, let's pray for faith. Lord, I pray that you will increase our faith. Help us today, Lord, that most of the time we come to church. Most of the time we belong to a church. Most of the time we hear the preaching, but we don't have faith. Help us today to increase our faith in Jesus' name. Help that man, help that woman, help that couple, help the brothers and sisters that they are sitting there and they are listening and watching, or maybe they'll watch later on my television Facebook page. I pray in the name of Jesus, the power that released from the screen, the studio here from Turek and Suva. Number two, Father, I pray over sickness that they are desiring for healing. Thank you, Father God, that you are master of sickness. You are master of time. You are the master of distance. You are a master of hell and death. In the name of Jesus, I command sickness, spirit of infirmity, get out. I bind you right now and I cast you to the lake of fire. Thank you, Father God, for the healing power released from the screen, on the television, and also onto the Facebook and their phone. Thank you, Father God. They receive it today and they will testify that Jesus healed them on the first Sunday of May. We thank you, Father God, for today. We thank you, Father God, for your healing. We receive the healing power. We receive it right now. Thank you, Father God, for the last item that placed in my heart. Hallelujah. For the people that they sit there, for the financial situation. Thank you, Father God, that the work, that their financial need, their groceries. Thank you, Father God, that nothing is impossible with you. What is impossible with man is possible with you. What we cannot do, you can do. I pray over their life. Thank you for those that there. The uncertainty, the chaos. They don't sleep well today because of the problem they're going through. Thank you, Father God, that you are Father to the fatherless. And you will look after us in the time of our need and the time of our want. We thank you, Father God, that you are the greatest shepherd. You are the door. You are the rose of Sharon. You are the lilies of the valley. You are the great shadow in the place of wilderness. We thank you, Father God, that you are lion in the tribe of Judah. You are the rose of Sharon. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Receive tak menomu. Receive tak menomu nikua. Over ambota ni tukana teleponi, kurang ngiri tumai, 907-2117, say 327-5136. We are ready to be prayed. And remember, don't forget, kambasi nikua every 5 o'clock in the morning. And also the prayer, 11 o'clock, Monday to Friday. Don't miss that. Maina studio, Turaki Suba, we say have a blessed Sunday. Have a blessed family. And God be with you every day of your life. In Jesus' name. We walk upon the water, wherever you call.
Praise the Lord. My name is Joshua David Berthoing-Lumbete. I'm 15 years of age, and I'll be starting this week's challenge with Psalm 91. Psalms 91, 1 to 16. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall rest under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He'll save you from the foul snares and the deadly pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall find refuge. His faithfulness shall be your shield and your rampart. You'll not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. For you'll only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say the Lord is my refuge and make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He'll command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that your foot does not strike a stone. You'll tread on the lion and on the cobra. You'll trample on the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I'll rescue Him. I'll protect Him. Because He acknowledges me, He'll call unto me and I'll answer Him. I'll be with Him in trouble. I'll deliver Him and honor Him. With long life, I'll satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. I challenge you, all these 20 years and under, to say your Psalms 91 within 1 week. You can send your videos to our Facebook page at New Methodist, or you can also send it to Instagram at New Methodist. You can also send your videos to this number here on Viber, 9766260. God bless, stay safe, and stay connected.
Heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness,
declaring your authority,
my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I will heal the land. You have to make a decision today because of the power in forgiveness. You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive. The Bible says, for those that hear my word and do something, they are wise men. They build their house upon the rock. But those that listen to my word and do nothing, they are like foolish men building their house upon the sand. Now, as we come to the end of this program here today, hallelujah. Three truths that I've shared with you. Number one, for the word of God to transfer to you and perform miracle. When you are nothing and a heart of expectation. And number three, when you obey His word. Hallelujah. And I believe God will do something. He is God. He can perform things. If He can change water into wine, He can do it to a family that you are watching today. Or you've been released from your workplace, or you are struggling with this life. Maybe people are watching number the boil, sickness, or maybe paralyzed, or maybe skin diseases, maybe heart disease. I want to challenge our life today. God will do it if you believe his word. So therefore, humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. How can you humble yourself? Believe in the word of Jesus Christ. Believe that God will do something. Because I believe the word that is placed in my mouth to share with you today, because I did not prepare this message. I prepared two other preaching. Why God allow the power of the word to be released today? Because we need to know the Bible. We need to get into the Bible. Know the Bible. Get into the Bible. Hallelujah. I will pray with you. Number one, let's pray for faith. Lord, I pray that you will increase our faith. Help us today, Lord, that most of the time we come to church. Most of the time we belong to a church. Most of the time we hear the preaching, but we don't have faith. Help us today to increase our faith in Jesus' name. Help that man, help that woman, help that couple, help the brothers and sisters that they are sitting there and they are listening and watching, or maybe they'll watch later on my television Facebook page. I pray in the name of Jesus, the power that is released from the screen, the studio here from Turek and Suba. Number two, Father, I pray over sickness that they are desiring for healing. Thank you, Father God, that you are master of sickness. You are master of time. You are the master of distance. You are a master of hell and death. In the name of Jesus, I command sickness, spirit of infirmity, get out. I bind you right now and I cast you to the lake of fire. Thank you, Father God, for the healing power released from the screen, on the television, and also onto the Facebook and their phone. Thank you, Father God. They receive it today and they will testify that Jesus healed them on the first Sunday of May. We thank you, Father God, for today. We thank you, Father God, for your healing. We receive the healing power. We receive it right now. Thank you, Father God, for the last item that placed in my heart. Hallelujah. For the people that they sit there, for the financial situation. Thank you, Father God, that the work, that their financial need, their groceries. Thank you, Father God, that nothing is impossible with you. What is impossible with man is possible with you. What we cannot do, you can do. I pray over their life. Thank you for those that there. The uncertainty, the chaos. They don't sleep well today because of the problem they're going through. Thank you, Father God, that you are Father to the fatherless. And you will look after us in the time of our need and the time of our want. We thank you, Father God, that you are the greatest shepherd. You are the door. You are the rose of Sharon. You are the lilies of the valley. You are the great shadow in the place of wilderness. We thank you, Father God, that you are lion in the tribe of Judah. You are the rose of Sharon. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Receive tak menomu. Receive tak menomu ni kuah. Over and both of you, you can tell me, you can agree to my 907-2117, say 327-5136. We are ready to be prayed. And remember, don't forget, Kamba Sinikua every 5 o'clock in the morning. And also the prayer, 11 o'clock, Monday to Friday. Don't miss that. Maina Studio Turaki Suba, we say, have a blessed Sunday. Have a blessed family. And God be with you every day of your life. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. My name is Joshua David Berthwanger-Bette. I'm 15 years of age and I'll be starting this week's challenge with Psalm 91. Psalms 91, 1 to 16, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall rest under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he'll save you from the foulest snares and the deadly pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers and under his wings you shall find refuge. His faithfulness shall be your shield and your rampart. You'll not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. For you will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say the Lord is my refuge, and make the Most High your dwelling,
No harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that your foot does not strike a stone. You'll tread on the lion and on the cobra. You'll trample on the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I'll rescue him, I'll protect him. Because he acknowledges me, he'll call unto me and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble, I'll deliver him and honor him. With long life, I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation. I challenge you all these 20 years and under to say your Psalms 91 within 1 week. You can send your videos to our Facebook page at New Methodist, or you can also send it to Instagram at New Methodist. You can also send your videos to this number here on Viber, 9766260. God bless, stay safe, and stay connected.
Heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness,
declaring your authority,
my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I will heal the land.
The Holy Spirit, 300 miles stretched across the sea.
You have to make a decision today because of power in forgiveness. You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive.
Turn me.